Bernard Ebbers, the former chief executive of WorldCom, is facing the very real prospect of spending the rest of his life in jail. He was convicted yesterday of participating in the largest accounting fraud in U.S. history. He'll be sentenced on June 13th, though his lawyer plans to appeal his conviction. Wade Goodwin has been talking with people in Ebbers' hometown of Clinton, Mississippi. Many there still view Ebbers sympathetically, although just as many welcome the guilty verdict.
It's 6:30 p.m. and the Lions Club of Clinton, Mississippi is having its twice-a-month meeting.
Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
It's a nasty night, cold and pouring rain, but the turnout here is strong.
We got quite a few announcements, so we're going to go ahead and get started with our meeting.
There's a new list of officers to nominate and an upcoming barbecue to sell tickets to, but what most here are talking about is the news of the guilty verdict in Bernie Ebbers' trial up north.
It almost brought tears to my eyes when I heard the news right before lunch that he'd been convicted on all charges. It's just hard to believe, knowing the type of individual that he was.
Norman Goff has known Ebbers since the two of them were in school together, right here in Clinton at Mississippi College.
I've always looked at Bernie as a fine Christian gentleman. He was just a down-to-earth country boy that made good, made a lot of money, and he was good about sharing his money with others.
Goff is one of many here in Clinton who do not believe Ebbers was guilty. He thinks the former WorldCom CEO was tricked by his subordinates, who then set Ebbers up to take the fall. But across the room, Bill Barnett has nothing good to say about Bernie Ebbers. He didn't know Ebbers personally, but he knows lots of people who lost everything when WorldCom collapsed.
People that worked for years have got to start all over again. Plus, they've lost their job. So it has really been devastating to those people.
Barnett didn't work for WorldCom, but like many here, he invested in the company, and he counts his losses in five figures. There are plenty of others, though, who count their losses in six and even seven figures. Ebbers made some in this area rich and was a hero for a while.
I think that's down the tube. I don't think he's a hero anymore. I think that especially after what the trial did today, I think that's pretty well says, you know, he was out for himself, and it's hurt a lot of people.
Clinton, Mississippi is a picturesque town of 25,000, and while there are many here who lost their retirement savings, the town itself appears to be doing well. The parking lot over at WorldCom, now called MCI, is still full with employees' cars, but Clinton Mayor Rosemary Altman says she and others have been traumatized.
I think it's been like a sudden death in a family almost. It's we've all gone through a grieving process. I mean, that's the easiest and most likely thing to compare it to. It's a tragic story.
And Altman says that Ebbers' fate has given her cause to reflect on her job as mayor.
I think to some degree I can identify on a much smaller scale. My budget has a lot less zeros in it than their budgets had. But I'm not an accountant. I have to trust the people who bring me information. Now, my perception of Bernie Ebbers was that he was the deal maker.
An innocent deal maker who never understood business accounting, or a crooked CEO who helped cook the books? While a jury in Manhattan has issued its verdict, the debate about Bernie Ebbers will continue for a long time in Clinton, Mississippi. Wade Goodwin, NPR News, Clinton, Mississippi.